Good morning. Today we're going to talk about the minhag of Rosh Hashanah to eat our challah with honey, a minhag loved by children and adults as well. In fact, it's recorded in the Magen Avraham, V'yesh Noagim Letabel Krusa Hamotzi B'dvash. There are those who are noheg to flavor their bread, their lechem mishnah, when they eat the bread with honey. So our question is going to be, in particular, is the honey in place of the typical salt we use, or is it in addition? So before we get to that, we're going to start with a Likutei Maharich that brings a smach to this minhag based on a kapitel in Tehillim, kapitel Pei Aleph, which is the Shir Shel Yom, not only for every Thursday, but it's also the Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Hashanah, and at the end it says, V'ya'achilehu mechelev chita, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would feed him the Dor HaMidbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed us the man, I will feed them with the choicest of wheat, umitzur, and from a rock, referring to the water that was used to quench the thirst of Klal Yisrael, Dvash Aspieka, I would sate you with honey. It was very sweet water. So there we see that it's talking about the wheat, the choice wheat, the challah, and also the dvash together. So the Likutei Maharich says that's a smach. The Imre Noam adds on to that, that the gematria advash aspieka is the same as chodesh hashvi, the seventh month, which is chodesh tishrei. So we have a double remez to this, that we have at this time of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Tishrei, we have our challah along with honey. So the Kaf HaChaim says as follows, he says, Da'avdin nohagim b'Rosh Hashanah, even though we are noheg on Rosh Hashanah to either dip our hamotzi, our bread, or to flavor our bread with dvash mikol makom, nonetheless, we should not nullify, we should not do away with the minhag brought by the Arizal and the Mukubalim, that kechol hashana, that we do all year long, that we indeed flavor our challah with melach, with salt, three times, that we the matek hagruas kiadu, in order to sweeten the negative decrees against us. Is the concept that I saw once, that it the reason that we put the challah into the salt and not vice versa is because the challah represents rachamim and the salt represents din, and accordingly the rachamim should come on top of the din and be in control rather than putting the din on the rachamim. So here we have the Kaf HaChaim telling us that it is important that we not do away with the minhag of putting salt onto our challah, putting the challah into the salt. So in other words, we're going to do both. We're going to have not only the salt that we do all year round, but we're going to add on the honey as well. So how are we going to do that? So the Tshuvas Shalom HaChaim says as follows, Lo yitbol halechem bedvash, we should not do it at the same time that we put the dvash, that we put the honey and the salt onto the challah. Don't do it all at once. And he explains why not, because the whole concept here of the honey is to sweeten the bread. It's to improve the taste. And if you put melach, if you put the salt together with the honey, it's no St. Tom leaf gum. It's not going to taste very good. It's going to be a negative for the bread, for the challah, not a positive. So accordingly, he says that we should be focusing on making it sweet. That's the point of the honey. Ela yitbo mikodem etzad echad bidvash v'yitom. So first, what you should do is you should apply onto one side of the challah the honey. Do the honey first, eat that, and then thereafter dip it in salt. Dip even the same side. V'yacharchak yitbo b'melach. Dip it right into the salt and eat that. So what he has, the order is first the dvash, first the honey, then the salt, and eat it separately. Don't do it at the same time. Honey, eat. Salt, eat. And on the other hand, the Seder Yeshuas Yisrael has the opposite order. He says what you should do first is dip it in the salt three times, as we do all year round, and eat a little bit of that. And thereafter, you should apply the honey. You should dip the leftover that you have into the honey. So we have so far two minhagim. The first minhag is do the honey and then the salt, eating in between. And then the other minhag is the reverse. Do the salt, eat, and then the honey. And the Machzor Divrei Yoel says, the Gaon Misapner, Satmar was noheg litbo prusas hamotzi bekatzeha echad b'melech. He would dip one side of the challah into the salt first, ubekatzeha sheni, without eating, ubekatzeha sheni bidvash, and on the other side of the challah he would dip into the honey. So one side on into one side into the other, and then thereafter he cut it in half, achatach shnei ktzavot b'sakin, and then he would eat them at the same time. So we have three different minhagim as how should it be done. Each person should stick with his own minhag. Have a wonderful day.